This is one I wrote called Steps here. Steps towards the wrong way. Steps towards the right. Steps made in shadows, steps made in light. Sometimes I wonder which way I'm gonna go. Sometimes I wonder if I'll ever know. And I hope I don't leave you too soon, but it always seems to go that way. 'Cause I'll follow the light of the moon more than the light of day. Looking for the door. A ship lost on the ocean is looking for the shore. And I hope I don't leave you too soon, but it always seems to go that way. I'll follow the light of the moon more than the light of day. Call me with your softness, lead me by my hand. And this wandering way of mine, let me be your man. And I hope I don't leave you too soon, but it always seems to go that way. 'Cause I'll follow the light of the moon more than the light of day. This next one's called Skies on Fire. You've become quite good. shining in your new clothes. And daddy loves his little girl. He can make you smile like no one knows. And there you are in your pretty dress. It's a red lipstick night tonight. You must feel good, 'cause you're a little bit high. Dancing around like the sky's on fire. You're an independent girl and Chinese red just can't compete. And though sanity would be a blessing now, without it you're just so complete. There you are in your pretty dress. It's a red lipstick night tonight. You must feel good, 'cause you're a little bit high. Dancing around. The sky's on things come crashing down. You want to burn the chains that bind you, but instead you wrap yourself up in them. Yeah, your demons always find you. And there you are in your pretty dress. It's a red lipstick night tonight. Must feel good, 'cause you're a little bit high. Dancing around like the sky's on fire. Dancing around. Dancing around. This one's called Sometimes. Sometimes you fall in love, and sometimes love falls for you, but I never knew the difference in the two. Until I met you, sometimes you win the game, and sometimes you lose. And I never knew the difference in the two. Till I met you. This next one's on the new album I just made. This one's called Sunrise. Maybe she'll help me forget about you. She's really something with those things that she'll do. I love the way she looks away from me and smiles to let me know she's thinking of me the way that you used to do. The way that you used to do. And every ended the greatest night. And every sunrise has ended the greatest about you. She's really something with those things that she'll do. When she walks to me, she looks at me with the devil's intent. I can read it in her eyes, just the way that you used to do. The way that you used to do. Every sunrise has ended the greatest night. And every sunrise has ended the greatest night.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. I'm Dr. Dan, live in Studio 2A with Hans Hutchinson. Welcome.
How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good. It's really great to have you here, Hans.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this new album of yours.
All right.
What's the name of it?
It's called 114, the number. It's my lucky number.
That's your lucky number?
It's my lucky number, yeah. It started popping up in college pretty much, and I just see it all the time.
Huh.
Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Have you always been in the numbers like that?
No, it just came. Started popping up all over the place up at NAU, freshman year of college.
Really?
Yeah.
114. Well, see, I just learned something about you. You went to college at NAU.
I did.
Yeah. What did you study?
Geez, I don't remember. I tried to study guitar and elementary education.
Uh-huh.
neither of which really panned out.
Okay, and how long did you stay there?
Just a year. I didn't like the cold. I came back to Tucson and did the guitar program here for a year.
Oh, at the U of A?
At the U of A, yeah.
Guitar program for a year after NAU. And then what?
Then a buddy's dad offered me a job in construction that was going to pay more than guitar or elementary education we're going to, so I started working.
So you did that for a while?
For a long time, yeah.
Okay. I want to get back to this theme that we're talking about, because it actually occurred to me before the show to talk with you about this, the idea of work and playing the guitar and making a living at it and living the life that you're living right now. But let's continue also talking about your album, 114, and you have a CD release show coming up.
Yeah, Saturday at Cafe Passé and the Little Village. Cafe Passé is on 4th Ave, right across from the co-op, right next door to Antigone Books. Sabine, I used to work there for a while. She's had that place for going on 3 years in October, I think, and she just expanded next door, and Bohemia, Tana moved in, and the Wooden Tooth, Tabitha, started her own shop there, and Duncan and Ventana Gallery, all arts, and the place has done really well. It's the business has picked up a whole bunch since they expanded, and they're a great community of people. So I thought I'd have my CD release party there.
It's the Little Village.
The Little Village.
And so it's on Saturday night.
Saturday night, 7:30.
This Saturday at 7:30.
There's gonna be a doorman so that random people can't come in. But just mention the mention tonight's show or the
KXCI
album or my name or
okay
anything, and you can come on in. But it's in order to be a private party, we have to make it so that nobody can just wander in off the street.
Sure. So just walk up, say, hey, I listen to the show on Locals Only.
On Locals Only.
KXCI, and I want to go say hi to Hans. And I want to listen to his music.
That would get you in.
And, support you and pick up an album.
Yeah.
I've listened to it. I love it.
Nice. Thanks.
It's a nice mix. It's a mix of it's all original. And it has songs that you've written with lyrics, singer-songwriter type stuff, but it also has some instrumentals.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
those
great.
Are fun.
Yeah. It's really, really great.
Play a little slide guitar, mandolin on there, upright bass, and I think most tracks have one or two guitars on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no percussion, but.
But you have a great internal rhythm, though, and you keep beat with your with the guitar.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I
mean, it depends. Well, it depends on what song you're playing, but yeah, you've got the percussion right there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
That's why the classicals. I like it. I think it's more percussive than a steel string.
So there are very few, and I don't know if you fall into this category or not. That's why I'm asking. But there are very few musicians in town that make a living doing only music, and. I'm pretty sure the folks in Calexico, I'm pretty sure they make a living doing their music. Naima Moore, I believe, is another one. Nomalee Brennett. And, of course, they're all excellent. I was wondering, right now, do you fall into that category?
I still do construction side jobs here and there. But, I guess the majority of my income comes from music.
How is that for you?
Well, it's a struggle. I'm back in school because of it. I'm back in school because in order to make a living in today's society, music just isn't cutting it. I mean, I'm happy where I'm at, but in order to, have a family and stuff, I'd have to.
You want to have a family?
Someday, yeah. I'd love to have a kid.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah. Right now, you're making a living, you're mixing things together. You don't have a full-time job, though, but you're piecing things together, sometimes working construction, and then you're going back to school, you said.
Yeah, I'm back in school full-time right now.
Uh-huh.
So I got some loans from school, filling in the extra.
The other thing I love about your music is that you have a lot of originals. I mean, you can fill this whole hour with playing original stuff. But you've learned a whole repertoire of covers of other people's music that fits in so well with your voice and your guitar. Tell me about that.
I like to cover Dylan a lot, Bob Dylan. And I, I mean, I don't set out to copy them, but I like to, you know, adapt them to my style. And Johnny Cash, I just did a whole country set at the grill, the Red Room, last Saturday. That was fun. Busted out the pedal steel guitar. I'm learning pedal steel right now. And yeah, I really like Feist, but I can't do her songs.
No.
And there's this band. Have you heard of Fat Freddy's Drop yet?
No.
Oh man, they're awesome.
Okay.
They're kind of ska reggae out of New Zealand. They've played LA a little while ago. I guess they're kind of on tour, but their music is great. And what else do I cover? Oh, well, Teddy Morgan. He's going to allow me to do one of his songs on my next album, which I'm going to play tonight.
Isn't
too.
Teddy Morgan a local musician, but then he moved away for a while? I don't know where he is.
He's
now.
He's from Austin, uh-huh. And then lived here for just a couple years, met his wife and lived here.
Okay.
And then they're in Nashville now. He's got a little baby girl. Because
he worked with Kathy Rivers for a while on it, I believe. She's talked all about him.
Yeah, he was just in town last month to record with her a little bit. Yeah.
Huh.
So I saw him then and asked him if I could put this on the album, and he gave me the okay.
Oh, that's great.
It's actually a combination of two of his songs. I take a solo in the middle the song's called Western Star. And then this other song was just an instrumental called Joaquin, about his dog. And I fit the two together. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I just think it takes great skill. I mean, not only, of course, to write your own stuff, which is amazing in its own right, but I've seen you play at some local restaurants and clubs and cafes, and you can fit in with all sorts of different musical tastes and just kind of go with the flow as to how you feel the evening is going. And I really respect that.
Thanks. Yeah, it's fun to analyze that and try and fit in with the different people that you play for at different places.
Yeah, I've noticed that. You know, like I said, I've heard you out. I've been out just enjoying, you know, a night with friends and listening to music, and it really is remarkable. How many songs do you think you know, if you include all of your originals and all the covers? How many songs do you think you have in your repertoire?
Oh boy, well, I don't know, hundreds.
That's what I'm saying, hundreds.
Yeah,
hundreds.
I mean 200, 300, not
exactly
like 900, but.
But who has 200 to 300? That's amazing, that you can just do.
It's fun.
And you remember all the words?
No,
no.
I always have my music stand around. I'm getting there. Uh-huh. I do try,
uh-huh.
And I get, you know. But every once in a while, I have to look back for a hint. Like Boy Named Sue, there's no way.
No.
Okay. Some of those Dylan tunes just have tons of lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay, so 7:30 this Saturday over at Café Passé, you have a CD release. You have a brand new album called 114. It's a fantastic release. Love it. And I think it's time for some more songs, and then we'll take a break, and I don't know, 15 minutes or so, we'll talk a little bit more.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Should I mention the other places I play?
Sure.
Well,
sure.
I play, it's First Fridays at Frog and Firkin. That's been going well. And then they have me playing there some Sundays this summer, too. A little Sunday series. And then Azul, all the other Fridays, up at La Paloma from 6:30 to 8:30. Usually inside in the bar when it's been hot. When we started it, it was nice out and we were out by the pool. But and then every Thursday, except not in August, is going to be up at Skyline Country Club. But that's a private club. But yeah, and then Ben and I play. You know, Duo Sonido, we do Westward Look sometimes, and we're playing at Café Passé. We're alternating with Naeem, actually, Saturday mornings from 11 to 1. Café Passé and the Little Village have music there now, every Saturday. Throughout the summer, at least, we'll see if Sabine keeps it up. So come out and see us so Sabine will keep it up. All right.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. Tucson is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with Hans Hutchinson.
Let's do, this one's on the new album. This one's called Come Over Here. Since I met you, I've been wanting to talk to you. And now that I've got you, won't you come over here? The sun is sinking low. And baby, if you wanna come with me, then it's time to go. Now come over here. Come. Instrumental one called Sinfonola. So I'm gonna set it up with this loop pedal. So the beginning is gonna be a little bit boring, but that's okay because the good part will come along. I promise you. Let's see. ¶¶
Live in Studio 2A, Hans Hutchinson. And we're listening to original songs and songs from his brand new album, 114. That was lovely.
Thanks.
I love that. Thank you. We were talking about your CD release show coming up this Saturday.
Yep.
7:30. At Café Passé.
Café Passé and the Little Village.
And the Little Village, right across the street from the Food Conspiracy Co-op and next door to Antigone's.
Yep. And mention Locals Only.
It's kind of like a speakeasy. You have to come up there and just say, I listen to Hans on Locals Only on KXCI, and I want to go hear his music. Is anyone else going to play?
I talked to Andrew Kohlberg. I saw him over the weekend, and we don't really know each other that well. But he kind of sat in on that country set I did at the Red Room over the weekend. And I asked him if he'd like to play, since he's kind of the same kind of thing. And then Salvador Duran said he'd come in. He's got another gig at 8:30. But I played a gig for him tonight before this show, kind of in trade that he would play my gig the night before his show.
It sounds like fun.
Could be fun.
Yeah.
There'll be good music and an incredible crew of people anyways.
Absolutely.
So please do come by.
I wanted to talk about your tour that you did. You just got back, 4 or 6 weeks ago, something like that?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, I wanted to get out of Tucson for this summer. I never get to. And I thought, what better way than go see some friends in California and play music? So I kind of worked on the album in preparation for a June tour, so I could go over there during June gloom and get cold. And it worked out beautifully. Started in Encinitas. A buddy of mine, Andy Melendez, hooked up a little wine bar, and Kristen out there helped me get a couple gigs. And then I went up to L.A., and Dan Zacharias, a good buddy up there, hooked up 3 gigs, and Nick Ratliff hooked up a gig. And then I went and shot up to San Francisco and hung out with Paige for a couple days, took a couple days off. And then Kristen's friend had a gig up there, and Sean Amore, who's a fan of Ben and I's as the duo, had a gig for me. And then that same night, shot down to Santa Cruz, where my buddy had another gig lined up at a private house party that was awesome. They're all like co-op farmers there in Santa Cruz. And my buddy Dave Pugh, they had a half pipe in the backyard and then a bar like above the half pipe. And they built a stage for me in the middle. And then that night I came there and I don't know, it was just awesome. There was like 30, 35 people and a keg of beer, and we just had a blast. And then I scooted back down and played along Big Sur. And I played a lot of little cafes and just stopped and played too. And I think I got rid of like 250 CDs on that tour.
That's amazing.
Yeah, people, I've been doing CDs by donation. So people grab them. Some people, you know, donate $20. Some people don't donate anything. But I think it all balances out. So that's the way I've been doing it, by donation. Because some guy came and he wanted a CD, and I said they were $5. And he put it down and walked away. And I thought, man, that's horrible. All I want is for this guy to have the CD. I could care less about the $5, you know? So I changed my whole policy and just made him donation. And it's been working out, I think, for the best. So then I got back down and jetted back down to L.A. and then back through Encinitas and scooted on home, because I felt pretty lazy at that point, pretty unproductive. And couch surfing it's difficult. You don't get any free time. So it was a long vacation, 3 weeks, but it was great. God, I had a blast. I can't wait. I hope to do it again next year.
I want to hear at least one tour story about something that happened that was remarkable.
Well, let's see.
Let's see. Something that was a coincidence, or something that was really bad that happened that you weren't expecting, or something that was really good.
There wasn't anything bad. Nothing bad happened.
Nothing
God,
bad.
It was a great time. I think the best day was I had my car. Paige flew into San Francisco, and we cruised up around Tiburon, and we were going through this road for miles and miles, and it's just twisting around, and there's nothing but forest. You can't see the water. You know the water's right there, but you can't see it. There's nothing but forest on both sides of you, and I got to pee really bad. And it's like, man, we got to stop somewhere. And we stumbled along this park. There's this park out there that is a little hidden gem. And we go and take a nap in this park that overviews the ocean, and it's beautifully maintained, and nobody was there except for, like, I think a page at one point was like, God, that'd be cool if there was a bird, and then, like, a hawk flew over. And then there were three deer in the meadow. Yeah, it was awesome. I think we stayed there for like 5 hours.
The park overlooks the bay, right? It doesn't overlook the open ocean.
It overlooks the bay.
Yeah, I know that park very well. Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it, which is probably for the best.
Yeah, I can't either, but Tiburon is on that peninsula. It's exactly as you described. There's a windy road, and there are some homes through there.
Yeah, there are some private homes, but beautiful, nowhere you can pull over.
Beautiful, very expensive homes. But yeah. And then all of a sudden, there's that beautiful maintained park with a lot of grass in it, and it's overlooking the bay.
It's got like a little boat dock.
Yeah, yeah, that's a beautiful area.
Yeah, you've been there.
Well, yeah, I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area for 12 years. That's where I lived before I moved here.
Is that a hidden gem or what? Nobody was there.
It is a hidden gem.
That was awesome.
Was it midweek also? Do you remember what day it was?
Well, I didn't have track of days.
Well, that's good. I'm so happy that you didn't keep track of the days. That's the way it should be.
Yeah. Well, let's see. All those gigs were on a Saturday. So, yeah, it was midweek.
Yeah.
And it was daytime.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's the San Francisco Bay Area. Everyone has to work really hard. Yeah. So they're all at work. You can go out to the park and enjoy it.
Yep, that's exactly what happened. I'm sure it was a Wednesday or a Thursday.
Yeah. So it sounds like this tour was a great success.
Yeah, yeah. And then everywhere I've been playing, luckily I have a bunch of... I was worried about getting 1,000 CDs because Ben and I were talking about it. And the nightmare is that you get a band together... You make 1,000 CDs, and then the band breaks up, and you have 853 CDs in your closet for the rest of your life. But I thought I'd be able to get rid of them with all the little gigs I have. And sure enough, it's been working out. If I get rid of, five a night or so, then they'll be gone in a year.
Well, the chances of you breaking up are pretty low.
I'm not going to break up. I mean...
You'd have to break up the Hans from the Hutchinson or something, but I don't think you're going to do that. So no. So that's good. This is the type of album that when you play with your collaboration gigs, like with Duo Sonido, you can bring this along. Nice little EP. There are differences, but there's also some similarities with your other music, too, that you do with Ben, for instance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was actually... This music I wrote a long time ago, and this little album was what I handed out when I was like, I want to find a vibes guy and an upright bassist and start a band. And this is the music that I'm shooting to make. So these were the first songs that we learned.
That would make sense.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Dr. Dan. We're in Studio 2A. This is live radio right now. On the 26th of July, 2010, and we're here talking with Hans Hutchinson about his brand new album. It's called 114. We're talking about a CD release show at Café Passé coming up this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And I think we have time. We have about 7 minutes left. So is that time for a couple more songs?
Yeah, at least one more.
Yeah, well, we need to end at about 9:57, so that's about 7 minutes from now.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure, and I just love your music and love what you're doing here in Tucson.
Yeah, thanks. I think I told you this, but I timed the CD release around tonight's show.
I love that.
You were the first thing I booked on the radio, and I thought, perfect, it's far enough out. I can do all the other stuff because there's a bunch of stuff. Did I underwrite the show tonight?
Yeah, there was an announcement earlier. I heard it. Yeah. It was during Star Trek. Yeah.
Yeah, Star Trek, I did too. And then Jim Blackwood produced the album, mixed and mastered it.
Yeah, he does a great job.
He did a great job. So, and he's having me do an NPR thing this week. And then I think he's featuring the album on the Morning Brew.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sit
absolutely. I've heard it. I've heard it in the Morning Brew. Yeah. I heard Come Over Here, which you've already played tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then Ernesto Portillo Jr. is going to have me as a guest on Onda Suave on Wednesday.
You are well loved at KXCI.
Yeah, man, this place is great. I love KXCI. It was so nice to be able to underwrite with you guys through Marie, actually. So, yeah, it's a good community. Guests support the music.
And Marie, she's also in a band.
So Monster Pussy.
Cat. Yeah. So, great. Let's hear that last song.
All right. This one's called Try to Stay Alive. Feel like my arms gonna fall off any second now. My right leg has been twitching for 2 days straight. And if my dad was still alive, you'd say I act just like him. It's in the way that I try to stay alive. Called Anna.